Tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. Our free phone number, Doc Martin is looking after the programme today. Coming up on this morning show, the latest on Ulster Bank and its implications for customers in Tipperary. Schools reopening from March, but not all students are clear on the return. We'll have all the up-to-date news on the Shannon Pipeline project. Will Tipperary have Ireland's fittest family? We'll be speaking to the Allen family who are competing in the finale this coming Sunday. Of course, it's Friday, so we'll have The Week That Was with Johnny Luby and a rather special Friday panel today, because our Friday panel made up of young students who will talk to us about the big issues of the week, but mainly give us an insight into how they're dealing with the uncertainty and the lack of clarity around leaving cert and the like. Also, it's understood that the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 heard last night that the country won't be moving from Level 5 to Level 4 restrictions for some time. The phased reopening of schools is expected over March and early April, but the rest of us, there will be no major easing of restrictions expected until May. Until May, can you believe? So what do you think of the notion of continuing the current level of restrictions for the next 11 weeks? Are we up to this? Can we cope with this, do you think? What are the ramifications of that? Let's hear from you on 083-311-3311 for your WhatsApp and your text. But first of all, this morning, the reopening of schools should not be taken as a sign that people can socialise, and that's according to Professor Philip Nolan of NPHET. Now, government ministers last night gave the green light for schools to reopen from the start of March. The reopening will be staggered over several weeks, with different classes returning at different times. Now, in just a few moments, I'll speak to Brendan Horan, who is principal of Boys National School and INTO rep for Tipperary. But first of all, let us go to Tipperary Town and Louise Tobin, who is principal of St. Joseph's Primary School in the town. Louise, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And lovely to talk to you again, Louise. What is your understanding of reopening, Louise?
So we have started the phased reopening of the schools, Fran, with the special schools on Thursday the 11th of Feb, and then we will be reopening our two special classes on Monday morning. So we will be bringing in 12 children, 7 staff, we also including our 3 minibus drivers, 3 taxi escorts. So there will be potentially 25 families mixing in our school on Monday morning. And then the latest update that I'm getting from the Irish Primary Principals Network is that there has been no agreement as to when we will begin the phased reopening of the primary schools. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk that it will be junior infants to second, but we won't know until the Cabinet meeting on Tuesday. And it is very difficult, Fran, to plan based on speculation.
Brendan, can you come in on that as well? Is that your understanding, Brendan, of the current situation?
That is my understanding, Fran. Currently there are talks ongoing, but nothing has come out of those talks because nothing has been agreed yet. And it's certainly something that all the speculation that's been ongoing over the last 3 or 4 days has added pressure to, because people want certainty. You know, school principals want certainty, parents want certainty, and the children themselves want to be back in school. So we're awaiting a proper plan to come from the Department of Education on it, because what we've seen is badly timed emails and letters issued to schools with no concrete plans.
And so I presume, from the point of view of making preparation and the like, and a lot of preparation will be needed, Brendan, that's impossible, I suppose, at the moment, is it?
Well, that's the situation principals are finding themselves in at the moment, that they can plan based on what they've been doing up to Christmas to a point, but if they're hearing things in the media and from politicians that are contrary to that, they don't know where to go from there, because the proposal to bring back the younger classes is something that we haven't heard any detail on.
And what are you hearing, Louise, from parents on this? I mean, is there a constant stream of phone calls to you in terms of finding out information?
Not really, Fran. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for the parents because they're very much, you know, listening to the media every day. And I mean, I don't blame the media either, because in fairness, this is a huge issue for every family in the country. And, you know, people want guidance and they want answers. But I suppose drip feeding, you know, possibilities and, you know, and in my own context, like, I'd like a little bit of autonomy here to bring back junior, seniors, first and second. Is bringing back 80 very small children on campus. I prefer to bring back juniors, seniors in fifth and sixth, so we'd have a level of calmness arising for the older children. But, you know, you cannot plan if you don't know. And again, as I say, I think the parents, you know, our parents are just waiting anxiously. They're being very good, very involved in the online learning with their children. But we all want schools to reopen when it's safe to do so. And I suppose it's worrying to see the numbers have gone back up again yesterday. You know, and I mean, we're hearing that the disease is highly transmissible at the moment. Housing estates, shops, apartment blocks, it's still a scary time. But, you know, if we can reopen on a very gradual basis and let the public health monitor that, I think that's the way to go.
Brendan, that's interesting. An autonomy for each school. I mean, nobody knows your school and your students better than the principal and the teachers. What about that, Brendan?
Well, I must say it's very interesting listening to Louise, because what would work for her school would be different to what would work for my school.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking that in our own situation, bringing back on a percentage basis would suit, because you could bring someone back from every class and ensure that siblings within the same family could be brought in at the same time. And this is the difficulty. We're all principals are thinking about their own school, and they're looking at different scenarios, and there's no cohesion, and we're waiting for information and detail from the department, which hasn't been finalised yet. And then you have the Taoiseach himself coming out with proposals that we haven't heard in negotiation.
Yeah, and what about that, Brendan, if you put on your INTO hat on you for a moment, in terms of how the Minister and how the Department have dealt with the unions in this, for example? What, your thoughts on that, Brendan, would be what?
People are working together. I will say that the communication levels between all the stakeholders has improved since mid-January. And it's certainly something we all want to build on, because we all have the same goal here. We all have to want to get all our children back into school. We want our parents supporting their schools, and we want all our adults in school to feel that they're working in a safe environment. I think that's the common goal for everybody, and we're all working towards that. And we have to overcome the issues that arise on a weekly basis to secure that.
Louise, much speculation in the newspapers today, but little mention of transport, for example.
Well, transport is as was, Fran. We say for our pupils, the little autistic preschool is coming in on Monday, so it's the usual transport set up. But then again, there is no social distancing requirement for that age
group.
We have introduced some extra measures to, you know, hopefully make school and safer with the level of numbers. We're doing temperature testing at the first point of contact with the 3 to 5 year old preschoolers. So their temperature will be taken before they get on the bus or when they arrive at school, just to make sure that they're well, because, you know, we are talking about children who. It's hard to interpret their moods, their forms. Some of them aren't verbal. So we just feel that this is an extra filter that we're introducing. And there's also a return to school form that the parents have to complete, Fran, before the children will be allowed back. That's just to ensure that the children are COVID-free and that the parents are happy that they're 100% well.
That's a relatively new addition, isn't it?
That's, you see, you know, with the new information that came on the 8th of February, there were a couple of new things, Fran. So, you know, principals and school staff need to sit down and go through, we say, my revised COVID plan. And I mean, there's no point in I saying to everybody, let's have a big meeting now on Monday and get ready to reopen 2 classes, 4 classes, because we just don't know.
What about transport, Brendan? Have you concerns over that?
Oh, well, transport is key because so many children come to school on school buses, be it not just in rural areas, but also in the towns. So school transport is an issue. And like that, we haven't heard any extra information other than what was happening before Christmas in relation to transport.
Louise, give me your instinct on this. What do you think is going to happen over the coming weeks? I mean, are we talking about March 1st as that kickoff?
Yeah, I'd imagine we are. I would imagine that maybe just the juniors and seniors will come back March 1st, then a week later, maybe 1st and 2nd, and maybe it'll be stepped like that. But then that means, Fran, that all pupils won't be back in primary school until, I think, the 22nd, and we're closing for Easter holidays on the 26th.
Right.
So, you know...
Yeah.
It's far from ideal, you know, to bring the children back with just a week and a run up to Easter. I mean, in fairness to them, I certainly know in our situation before Christmas, pupils, you know, when teachers said, now we're closing for school holidays on Tuesday. Oh, no, teacher, you know, I love school so much, I don't want to be at home. So I just think it'll be a little bit unfair on the children who come back last because they will only get a couple of days back with their friends.
So would it be better to postpone this till after the Easter holiday then?
I don't think so, Fran. I think if public health think it's safe to reopen, then we do it on a phased basis. Mm. But I suppose from my perspective again, and of course Brendan's perspective and his context is different, I would be quite happy to reopen with juniors, seniors, maybe a couple of days later, 5th, 6th, and maybe get everybody back in 2 weeks.
Brendan, what do you think about that, particularly taking into account the Easter holidays?
Well, certainly if the phasing happened quicker, that would be great and have everyone back in school for a bit longer. But the difficulty with wanting it and having it are two different things. Like public health will be the deciding factor on that, and that's our difficulty. Like the school calendar has been arranged for the last 3 years, so that's the difficulty in relation to that, and that doesn't change because there's a wide range stakeholder process in relation to agreeing school calendars. Like I said, every 3 years.
Mm. Louise, could I finally ask you about regression? And I don't even mean just where special needs is concerned, but just in general, catch-up regression. Now, I know about homeschooling and all of that, but there will be an element of that, won't there?
Oh, yeah, there was a very interesting article yesterday, Fran, in the Cork Examiner from Dr. Niamh Lynch, who spoke about the regression that she could see in her practice and indeed, you know, amongst children. Excuse me, that children have gone very quiet and silent and withdrawn into themselves. You know, for our children and for, we say, our disadvantaged children in particular, school has a pivotal role in their lives, you know, in terms of their socialisation, their routines, the care and attention they get along with education. Now, I didn't see regression as such when the children came back in September. You know, they were so happy to be back. Mm. They were back to normal very, very quickly. That's not to say there wasn't regression in their education because there's different levels of access currently with the remote learning.
Yes.
But look, you know yourself, if you're not in contact with people, you do kind of withdraw a little bit and get quiet. But then I think once you're back in a social centre, a social setting again, you'll bounce back and enjoy school as it was enjoyed when we reopened in September.
Yes, and of course there's a resilience with young kids as well. Brendan, on that subject of regression, do you have concerns?
Well, I think you would always have concerns that children, when they don't get the opportunity to meet their friends and socialise, that they'll always be a quieter child in front of you. But we also, like, as well as the academic concerns, the social concerns for every child would be the priority. I do know that all the teachers will be doing their best to kind of encourage the pupils to work through the issues that anyone would have to the best of their ability in the class. And I do know that the emphasis will most likely be on literacy, numeracy, and social well-being and mental health when we return, because those are the issues that are going to be in front of us.
Of course, there will be also an issue, Brendan, I guess, with parents of children that might have underlying issues, and you know, maybe something like asthma or allergies or whatever, they might decide that, you know, well, I don't want to send them to school at this point.
Well, that'll be something that the parents will discuss with the schools themselves and to work out a means of supporting those pupils, because if they have underlying health conditions, well, you just have to manage that, and you just have to work with the children and with the parents and with the teachers to see what's the best outcome for the children.
Right. Louise, have you any indication that may be an issue for some parents?
Yes, Fran, we'll say with regard to the two special classes, we'll say 95% returning. But of course, if a parent has a concern, the child will be marked present. They will stay at home, and we will support their learning from home, continue to support their learning from home. I think, you know, we reopened last September. We had practically everybody back, but I think it's in a different context. The weather was better and the numbers were way more under control. So I would imagine we will have a number of parents whose concerns for their child's health and their family's health as well, and elderly relatives, that will outweigh the return to school.
Well, thank you both for coming on with us, and we wish you the very, very best in the coming weeks and months. That's Louise Tobin there of St. Joseph's Primary in Tipperary Town, and Brendan Horan, who is Principal of Care Boys National School. 1800 938 007. Now, the Minister's reconsidering any potential plans for reopening the economy. It comes as the country is on track to have between 400 and 500 cases a day by the end of March, which is higher, as you know, than previous estimates. Public health officials have revised their predictions after an earlier trend showed between 200 and 400 cases a day. Now, Professor Philip Nolan, he chairs NEFET and the modelling group in particular, and he says that some recent figures are rather worrying where that is concerned.
The number of people being admitted to hospital per day seems to have plateaued at around 50 new cases per day, and that's an obvious cause for concern. The fact that case numbers, the reduction is slowing down, the test positivity is plateauing, and hospital admissions are plateauing, give us some cause for concern.
And that's Philip Nolan speaking last night. 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.